Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fesh Tamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 13th of May, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to that news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, Travel Updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Dr. Ranson's wrongful dismissal is of national importance, says Tim Glover, MHK. Island residents thank for help for the Ukraine community. Entry for this year's Manx Grand Prix is now open. Ash and elm disease extensive across the island. And after almost 3 years, the Manx rally is back. Now, an hour ago, multi-agencies were dealing with a road traffic accident in the region of the Ferry Bridge, so please do take care. There are consequences.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my Simon Richardson.
First to mine. MHK Tim Glover is calling the Dr. Rosalind Ranson case a matter of national importance. It follows the outcome of the Employment Tribunal, which found the Isle of Man's former medical director was sacked for whistleblowing. However, the former Health Minister David Ashford insists he had no involvement in the dismissal. Douglas Councillor Devon Watson says the housing crisis must be addressed or the Iron Fist risks losing people. The newly elected chairman of the Housing and Properties Committee says he regularly sees people move off-island as it's cheaper to live elsewhere. Civil Defence volunteers have been awarded a Platinum Jubilee medals by the island's Lieutenant Governor. On call 24/7 and with no upper age limit, members provide vital support to the emergency services. Turning now to international news, Northern Ireland's Stormont Assembly has failed to elect a new speaker this afternoon following last week's elections. It means the devolved administration is unable to function. Two women have been arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter in connection with the death of an 8-month-old baby girl. Police say the infant suffered a medical episode at a nursery in Cheadle near Manchester on Monday and died later in hospital. And Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe has brought up some comments Boris Johnson made about her when she met him in Downing Street today. She told him his 2017 claim that she was training journalists made her situation in Iranian jail worse. Those are the update news headlines next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Cara Maya, thank you. The earlier strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea is now dissipated. We're warning free. It's going to be dry this evening with some sunshine, a fresh southwesterly down to 9 Celsius through the night. For tomorrow, Saturday, Jasan, dry with sunny spells, a light to moderate wind from the west or southwest will fall light and variable later. Highest temperature 16 degrees. It's going to be dry overnight into Sunday. Minimum temperature 9. Jaduni is dry and cloudy with a moderate easterly and up to 16 Celsius. Sunset's 11 minutes past 9 tonight. High water 27 minutes to 11. Low water overnight 6 minutes to 5 a.m. Sunrise 17 minutes past 5. And the morning high water 12 minutes to 11.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Issues highlighted in an employment tribunal which ruled the Isle of Man's former medical director was unfairly dismissed from her role are a matter of national importance. The view of the Yarbury Castle Town and Maloo MHK Tim Glover, who pushed for the Chief Minister to make a statement concerning Dr. Rosalind Ranson's case in Tynwald. He told Manx Radio it's a watershed moment.
It's shocking, to be quite frank with you. It really is shocking. I mean, it involves senior figures. It's not just one department of government. It's right across government. It's almost as if this is endemic within governments. We've heard of the potential of destroyed documents, concerns over concocted evidence. Documents remain undisclosed as well, is a feeling from there. Disclosures casting a shadow over the tribunal. Late disclosures of evidence, which could have led to a miscarriage of justice. And at the very heart of this, lives could have been saved. So it is serious.
And you say you wanted either an urgent question on the topic in Tynwald or a statement. Now, the Chief Minister will deliver the latter next week. What do you want him to say? Is there anything he can say to make this situation any better?
He's going to have to be a little bit careful about how he goes because there's definitely going to be a disclosure hearing for DHSC, that they've that right from the tribunal. They could appeal still against the decision that has come out so far. There's the question of Dr. Ransom's damages and settlement for wrongful dismissal. And there could even still be, at the nth degree, a criminal investigation into this. So he's going to be fairly limited in what he can say. But my real concern is that this, we've heard that phrase trotted out time and time again when this sort of thing happens within government. Lessons will be learned. We've got to draw a line on that now. This, to me, is a watershed moment. And this, to me, as well, is a chance for the Chief Minister, Alf Cannon, to really show that this administration is going to be a lot different to the previous administration.
Isle of Man residents have been commended for their help towards the Ukrainian community. The Cabinet Office Minister, Kate Lord-Brennan, says this week more people from that country have been granted visas, which will allow them to live in the Isle of Man.
So at the moment, we currently know that 19 people have been approved under the Ukraine family scheme, and it's now 25 under the Ukraine sponsorship pathway. So I think a lot of those things, they're coming together, people are getting the help and the support that they need, and we're getting some feedback on that. And I think that the way that the support teams have worked also with the third sector, and also you're talking with members of the Ukrainian community over here, has helped inform how we can best support.
A lot of residents here looking to help Ukrainians, looking for what they can do to support and show their support. Is it encouraging?
I think it's been a great show of compassion. I think government has responded to that compassion in terms of the support and help that has been offered. People that want to host and that can host, the Isle of Man Host for Ukraine scheme is established now. You know, people have been going through the checks, and that's important from like a safeguarding point of view from both sides, so there is there's some quality assurance in the process there to help people. You know, guests and hosts can have access to welcome pack. They're written in Ukrainian too. That's helpful. You know, government has also decided that you know, access to education, healthcare and benefits, and these important services is part of what we can offer in these circumstances, and just conscious that actually it can be a very difficult time and sensitive time for people. Just think again to commend the community efforts. I mean, that there's been fundraising going on, And I think that's fantastic to see. It's just another way for people to show their support. A lot of this stuff is done quietly. You know, it's done with thought and care. And I think it is really heartening to see the effort in that regard.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Just a quick note on that problem that was in the area of the ferry bridge on the main A5 main road at Santon. The road was closed earlier between Santon Motel and Blackboards. The old Castletown Road's been used as an alternative road. If you're caught in something, that's the reason it is. And the buses for South services, all South services, are diverted via Cool Road, St Mark's, and Orister Road to Ballasalla, and vice versa. Passengers on board steam packet vessels will be given the opportunity to watch a new video designed to encourage people to stay safe on the island's roads during the TT fortnight. Road safety officers will travel on board daytime sailings, providing information and advice showing the new Miss Me campaign. Brian Thompson is the managing director of the steam packet company. He says the booking has been held over since 2019 when the last TT ran.
I think all of our staff as island residents see the benefit of keeping the roads as safe as possible. And for us, while giving people a nice experience on the boat, we're happy to have the roads policing unit on there as well, given that message. And I believe they're going to show their safety video as well while they're there to people who are interested. So I think with bikers, and I'm a biker myself, you always have people who will listen and they'll heed the message and learn something from it. But it's really getting that message across to as many people as possible, and perhaps ones who wouldn't normally have picked up on it, and making sure that they're safe on our roads.
And obviously it's a captive audience during that crossing time. If they are going to show the video, I understand that it's not going to be through the steam packet televisions and facilities, but that they'll be doing that separately. Is that right?
Yes, they will have their own iPads, I'm guessing, and they'll show it on that to the people who are there who want to see it. I think perhaps in the future, if the technology was there, we'd be happy to show it on our screens, as long as it fitted in with our own safety messaging, which we have to say is also just as important, because boats, as we all know, can be quite a dangerous place as well.
And that comment that you did make to Manx Radio about we're a holiday company and we want people to have a nice time, is that something that you stand by? I guess possibly the perception of that is that actually a more joined up message might be appropriate. The people that you're bringing over to the island, you want them to honour their return ticket and go home.
Absolutely. I think in that interview I also said that road safety was paramount as well, and it benefits us all. The last thing we want is to people to have accidents or worse. There is a balance to be had there. So we want people to come, we want them to have a nice time, and we want them to be safe.
19 minutes before 6 on Update. Entries have now opened for the 2022 Manx Grand Prix. The details from Rob Pritchard.
A brand new 5-race programme is being brought in for this year, featuring both classic and modern machinery. It'll begin on Sunday the 21st of August with a longer qualifying session, replacing the previous Saturday evening slot. There will then be evening qualifying slots on the following Monday to Thursday, before the final qualifying on the afternoon of Friday the 26th of August. The first race will then take place on the Friday with the lightweight Manx Grand Prix. The next day we'll see the senior classic Manx Grand Prix along with the junior Manx Grand Prix. Two more races will then make up the finale of the racing festival on Bank Holiday Monday, the 29th of August. That day will open with the Senior Manx Grand Prix, with the Classic Superbike Manx Grand Prix then rounding off the schedule. Entries are open until 11:59pm on Friday, the 10th of June. Entry details and regulations can be found at www.manxgrandprix.org.
Tree disease on the Isle of Man is extensive, and work's underway to assess the impact it's having on island stocks. According to the Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister Claire Barber, MHK, says it's affecting the ash and elm in particular.
There is no question that it is extensive. Certainly within the ash and the elm populations on the island, we've seen the ash die about. We've got Dutch elm disease and a number of other diseases that affect our trees. So from a department perspective, there's been work in terms of assessing what impact that's had on our trees, but because of the scale of it, we have had to prioritise the work then in terms of actually removing trees or cutting them back to those ones that present a risk to public safety. It's going to be a challenge. We are going to see a change to our landscape, and that was one of the things I wanted to point out in the answer to the question. As we see a significant number of the trees we've had here, you know, for many years, will or have died and will not be able to be sustained in their current environment. So we will see a change, and there's also work ongoing about replanting with different species of trees that are still native to the island but aren't impacted by those diseases in the same way.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 19 minutes past 2. She's just heading in the outer reaches of Douglas Bay, and we'll be on the link span in the next 15 minutes. Departing this evening at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. High-speed craft Mananan left at 3:02 this afternoon for Liverpool. She'll be there in the next 5 minutes or so. Onto the link span there and departing at 7:15 this evening, back tonight at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning's departures: high-speed craft Mananan, 7:30am to Liverpool, and the Ben McCree heads at 8:45 to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Manx Rally is back. Competitors will spend the next 2 days taking on 14 classic stages. The event last run in 2019, Chief Marshal Mark Ellison.
Although we've done this many, many times, the break is it's a bit daunting, to be honest with you. It's something that we've all looked forward to having it back. But it's like starting all over again to a certain degree. You're getting your good old people coming out to help you. But 2 years from the last Manx is a long time.
It has international status this year as well. What can you tell us about that for people who don't know the ins and outs of that?
Well, the last time I think that an international rally ran on the Isle of Man would be 2018-ish, I think. And now we've got FIA approval to run international. We're part of the Celtic Trophy, which is a very interesting new rally series. It involves rounds in Britain, Ireland, Belgium, and of course the Isle of Man. So we're in very, very good company.
In terms of the stages that the Isle of Man offers, how does it differ and stand out to some of the other stages that you'll see around the world?
Well, being an ex-competitor, and I've been away to do a lot of events across, I can honestly say that we have, on some of our stages, some of the very, very best, not just in the UK, but the best in Europe. I think it's a lot to do with the width of the roads. The speed is incredible. I'll give you an idea. Colin McRae and a few other top drivers used to think that the best stage, as far as they're ever concerned, was the Baldwins. And it is so, so fast down through there. Cars are touching over 100 miles an hour going through these stages. And in such twisty, sometimes wet conditions, it is something that I think you've got to see to believe.
What are you looking forward to most in your position?
Well, a successful event, but a safe and successful event.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 14 minutes before 6, Elon Musk has put his $44 billion takeover of Twitter on hold, sending the social media stock down by up to 20% amid expectations the deal could fall apart. Mr. Musk wrote on Twitter earlier today, "A Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending detail supporting calculations that spam or fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users." 2 hours later, after Twitter share price dropped sharply during pre-market trading, he noted, still committed to the acquisition. Under the terms of the deal, either party is liable to pay a $1 billion termination penalty if the deal doesn't progress to completion. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European stocks bounced as global markets looked to regain some ground after a bruising week. US stocks gained, shaking off some losses from earlier this week. Oil rose, but was headed for the first weekly loss in 3 weeks. Gold fell and was headed for a fourth consecutive weekly decline, pressured by overall strength in the dollar. The numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookhall reporting the FTSE 100 up 2.5% at 7,418. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 2% at 14,027. A short while ago in New York City, Ramsey Crookhall reporting the Dow Jones Industrial up 1.5% at 32,221. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 3.5% at 11,776. And the S&P 500 up 2.33% at 4,021. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently trading at $1, 22.4 cents, €1, 17.5 cents, and 19 South African rand, 78 cents. In commodities, gold down 0.7% at $1,808 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 3.5% at $110.84.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookhall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, sea temperature 10 degrees Celsius. The wind for tomorrow Saturday, west or southwesterly, force 3 or 4. Soon becoming variable, force 3 or less, wave height 0.2 to 0.6 metres, wave period 4.5 seconds, high water tomorrow morning 10:45. And for Sunday, the wind is northeasterly, force 3 or 4, veering east or southeasterly, force 4 or 5 through the evening, wave height 0.1 to 0.4 metres, wave period 3 to 4 seconds, high tide Sunday morning at 11:30.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. Legislation which permits the release of helium balloons needs to be better enforced. The view of the founder of the environmental charity Beach Buddies. It follows calls from a Manx farmer who wants the government to ban the sale of the balloons as well. Bill Dale of Beach Buddies says he's noticed a decline in the item since last year, but believes more needs to be done.
We have noticed a decline, but it's certainly not stopped. And there's no question that it's about time that there were some penalties. I think the main reason why this is not working is because everybody knows that this is a problem, but nobody ever gets prosecuted for releasing these things. Of course, how do you find out who sent them off into the air? So there's quite a lot of problems surrounding this. Maybe the answer is to have some sort of a barcode on one of these things. You know, I mean, if you have them in your home, you know, I can understand why people like balloons because they do look great inside the home. But if you're releasing these things and it's got a barcode on it, then you should then be able to track back who was the person who released it. As I said before, nobody gets penalized for releasing these things. And I can't remember anybody ever being fined for releasing balloons. So maybe this is the time to start thinking about that.
How many have you seen, say, this year or since that legislation came in last year?
I would say there's at least a 50, probably more, higher percentage decrease. We don't find anything like the huge numbers that we did. But they are still here, and you can see that many of them they've only been launched very recently because they're in very good condition.
Balloons still are on sale. You can spot them down Strand Street as well in shop windows. What would you say to somebody who was thinking, well, what's the problem? I'd quite like one.
I don't see any problem with having balloons if you're going to use them inside your house and you know, you dispose of them properly. But if you're going to let them go in the atmosphere, that is absolutely not on at all.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.in.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting tonight with football, and St George's have been crowned champions of this year's Kirby Estates Cowell Cup. A quickfire double from Nathan Cardy saw Geordie secure a 2-0 victory over Castletown in an entertaining affair at the Bowl last night. Cardy also secured the Player of the Match award. Both sides have been praised for the competitive and respectful way the tie was played out over the 90 minutes. Turning to Saturday, and four now remain to fight it out for the Prime Plastering Hospital Cup. The semi-finals take place at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Corinthians host Peel and Rushen United are at home to Union Mills. Meanwhile, there are also nine games penciled in across the Men's Premier League, Division 2 and Combi 2 tomorrow afternoon. All of those will get underway at 2:30 p.m. Turning to netball, and the Manx Rams bounced back this morning to take their first win of the 2022 Europe Netball Open Challenge. The Ireland side, who are hosting the event this year, secured a commanding 59-26 victory over the Cayman Islands at the NSC in the first game of Day 2 of the tournament. It's a positive turnaround for the Rams, who suffered a narrow 39-36 defeat yesterday in their first game to Gibraltar. The Manx team are back in action right now against Switzerland. Matches from the series are being live-streamed by Europe Netball TV. And finally, it's the finale for the domestic rugby season this Saturday, with the finals of the two Ravenscroft competitions taking place in the north tomorrow afternoon. At 1:45 p.m, Ramsey B take on Emerging Nomads in the Ravenscroft Manx Plate Final, before Ramsey and Vagabonds face off in the Ravenscroft Manx Cup Final at 4 p.m. Both matches will be taking place at Morag Park in Ramsey. Meanwhile, before those, there will also be an under-15s friendly taking place when a combined Ramsey and Douglas side take on Vagabonds at noon tomorrow. That'll also be taking place at Morag Park.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound tonight at Rondell's Way, the 5:35 for Logan Air from Manchester is delayed for about an hour. The 5:08 tonight from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane is delayed until 9 o'clock. Showing on time is the 8:05 inbound Logan Air from London City, and the 8:35 inbound EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. Departures from the Isle of Man, the 5:30 EasyJet to Belfast International is delayed till 6:20. 6:20 EasyJet to Manchester on time. The 6 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool is delayed until 7 o'clock. And then later departures, the 9:05 EasyJet to Gatwick showing on time. On the roads, the Doon Loop Road is closed for the laying of replacement water mains. The bottom end of Menorca Hill in Lax is closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronk Orry for that service water drainage system. Section of Bill Road in Peel is closed near the power station for pipework. Temporary lights on Queen's Drive, Peel for resurfacing. Hawarden Avenue is closed till the 13th of June in Douglas for scaffolding work. Still Castle Street, one way northbound for building work in Castletown. Problems, of course, the buses, southbound buses loop around Castletown, departing Ballasalla 1 minute earlier than timetabled and 2 minutes earlier at the airport. Findmybus.im's got all the details. If you're caught in any sort of tailback around the ferry bridge, there was a road traffic accident earlier on around the ferry bridge on the main A5 road in Sandton. If there are delays, that's the reason.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with
Keyside. And that's it for Update Tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Tessa Hawley. More stories that we couldn't quite get to tonight, which are available at manxradio.com and the free Manx Radio app. The Civil Defence Volunteers have been awarded Platinum Jubilee medals by the Lieutenant Governor. A new chair of the Housing and Properties Committee for Douglas Borough Council, Devon Watson, wants to hit the ground running. And charging people to go to the loo in Nobles Park isn't a money-making scheme, so says Douglas Councillor Andrew Bentley. Those and more stories at manxradio.com and all the news, all the videos available via the free app or at manxradio.com. We have 64 series of podcasts and they're available at Amazon Music, Audible Podcasting, manxradio.com, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Verbal, Smart Speaker, or the TuneIn app. Make sure you click the subscribe button and the updates will appear automatically free of charge. That's it for Update this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be okay. Back Monday at 5:30.